Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
Have a good day.
Hey, if you need a place to stay, there's an old couch in my basement. My mom will never know.
Was there a second watch? Was anyone else keeping time?
It was a tie, Paige. You and Emily tie.
You need to be home. Where you're safe.
You could chain me to this porch, and I'd still never touch you like that again.
I just got the phone, Mrs. Potter's housekeeper. Mrs. Potter had a heart attack.
Paige? I'm sorry, Emily. I just wanted you to know that.
I think maybe you're being framed.
What changed your mind?
I think somebody might be trying to do the same thing to me.
So this is what a real date with Ezra Fitz looks like. Lead the way.
I gave your mom the museum ticket.
Why would you do that?
A has something on me.
And A has something on all of us, Hannah.
Okay, so your sister's pregnant? How'd that happen?
Figure pretty much the usual way.
It's not really a how question. It's more of a why question.
Well, I mean, I guess I could have gone all maternal, but I doubt it.
This is so creepy.
Where are they now?
Philadelphia. Shopping.
What do you think this means?
I don't know, but Toby wanted us to have it.
There.
It's in Braille, so...
You want to see this area?
No. I can see just fine from here.
Okay. The first letter's a B. A, it's an A.
Who's gonna tell us who A is?
D? B. A. D. Bad.
That's the whole message, bad.
What's it supposed to mean?
It means you got punked. Toby doesn't trust us. I don't blame him.
No, I don't think he'd mess with us like this.
You'd be surprised what people are capable of.
You guys, we have to figure this out. This might be a joke, but it could be something real.
Well, look, either way, Toby's not the enemy. You know what, guys? I'm gonna go.
What's that all about?
How should I know?
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you that I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret.
Doesn't look like very much.
Well,
that's all we have.
The rest is gone.
You know, Mom, Mrs. Potter doesn't need that money anymore.
No, but we can't keep it.
Oh, not keep it, but I don't know, maybe we could give it to somebody who needs it.
I love you for thinking that, but I just want this nightmare to be over. I'm putting the money back in the safe deposit box. What is left? I'll see you tonight.
All right. Bye, Mom.
I have to wake up call for 9.
Do you want something to eat?
You mean this is one of those basement breakfast places?
You know, I don't know how long we can keep doing this.
It won't be long.
You go back to your foster parents?
Yes. But I've almost saved up enough to get out to Arizona. I'm a friend in Flagstaff. You gonna miss me?
Well, it was nice knowing when something goes bump in the night to you.
What have you got to be afraid of?
Forgot this.
Gloves if you're gonna do the dishes.
Right.
Right.
after I left, I felt awful. I'm sorry for what I did and what almost happened. I should have figured it out. Wait, at least I should have listened to you. No, it was terrible. But all I could think about was my mom. I'm sorry, I was so mean. I had it coming. I was thinking, A, you could have given that ticket to my mom, but they made you do it just to make it hurt more. Yeah, I want to say that it's all A's fault, but I'm the one who gave your mom that ticket. I don't like knowing what I'm capable of if she didn't go through with it. Hey, that's the difference.
It was a silent auction, a private book signing, and coffee with the author.
Yeah, I really liked his early work, that book about the teacher in Newark.
So, do you want coffee with Leonard Adams and an autographed book?
Count me in.
What was the name of the Newark book?
Loose Leaf.
That was good, wasn't it?
Well, why don't you come with us, Ella? How many people can you bring?
As many as I want.
Well, come with us, Ella.
All right, I will.
You know, Arya might be right about this. Toby does have every reason to give us a hard time.
I suppose.
That's just not the feeling that I got from talking to him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
What is with you and the Artful Dodger?
Who?
Caleb.
Well, that thing at the swim meet was a one-off.
It was. We just saw you talking to him.
And you gave him something that looked like a wet oven mitt.
It was his hat. What are you doing with his hat? Why should I have his hat?
Hannah, maybe you're looking for something a little edgier after Sean. This guy is dark.
Spencer, he's not that dark.
He's dark enough.
Well, he's no Arthur Dodger, whoever that is. Yeah, he's just kind of tough.
Are you two on speaking terms today?
Of course we are. You need to be really careful about that guy. Well, it seems to me we had this conversation once about Toby.
I'm looking for Coach Fulton.
Is the coach expecting you?
The coach is avoiding me. That's what the coach is doing.
Are you a parent?
Yes, I'm a parent. Nick McCullers. My daughter's Paige McCullers.
I have your daughter in English comp. I'm Ezra Fitz.
The coach.
Tell you what, why don't we walk down to the principal's office and see if we can't find Coach Fulton?
I've seen the principal. And all I got was a lot of politically correct double talk about the agenda in this place that's penalizing my daughter, taking opportunities away from her and giving them to someone who doesn't deserve them.
Everybody gets a fair chance here, Mr. McCullers. We go out of our way to make sure that that's how it works.
My girl is the best swimmer on that team. And you can't give it to somebody just because...
You're in a cafeteria, Mr. McCullers. Filled with kids trying to have lunch. I don't think that's the audience you want, is it?
Hello, Mrs. Merrin. I'm James Leland.
Have a seat, Mr. Leland. I'm sorry. My regular assistant didn't make your appointment. All I know is you need to speak to an officer.
I'm Esther Potter's nephew. She died recently.
Yes, I'm sorry. She was a loyal customer.
I'd like to talk to you about her accounts, her safety deposit box.
Actually, we were under the impression Mrs. Potter had no living relatives.
She certainly was the last of the Potters. Her sister married my grandfather up in Syracuse, where I'm from. I think technically that makes me a great-nephew.
Yes. Well, the State Revenue Agency will need to see your ID before I can release any information or give you access to the safe deposit box.
I thought so. I brought copies.
Oh. Good. Leland and Daly.
Yes, we're architects.
I will get these to the revenue agency. It's a little late in the day to expect a response.
I have business in the area. I'm here for a few days. My cell number's on there.
Of course. Were you and your aunt close?
For most of my life, she was a birthday card with a $5 bill in it. But she never missed a birthday.
I understand.
How about you? How well did you know my aunt? My great aunt.
Oh. She came in once a year. Like Santa Claus. Huh. She was very sweet.
When I called, they told me that you had spoken to her just before she died. I'd like to know what you thought of her.
I don't know what I could tell you.
We could talk about it over drinks.
I don't know.
Consider it. You've got the number.
I will get these to the revenue office.
Thank you.
Listen, I didn't know my dad was coming. He wanted to know how somebody could beat me. He wanted to know if I slacked off, but I didn't. You know I didn't. I told him we tied, but you got the slot.
Because I'm gay?
No. I didn't say anything. He must have asked around, but I didn't tell him, I swear.
I have to go to class.
So you can't make it to any of the teacher conferences?
No, I can do them. I just need to reschedule them for tomorrow.
Well, you don't have to see all of them. You should meet her French teacher, Mr. Carinthy. And, oh, are you going to meet Ezra?
Ezra.
Ezra Fitz, her English teacher. Aria's crazy about him, and I can see why. He's very smart. He's attractive. Sensitive.
Does he also play guitar?
Not that I know of, but he does know how to handle a loose cannon. Today, Nick McCullers showed up.
McCullers? From the library board?
Same one, with the very same paranoia. He was about to launch into the gay agenda right there in the cafeteria. Ezra totally calmed the waters, completely diffused the situation. It was something to see.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that.
You should meet him. You'll like him. I'm late.
Listen, Ella, I thought maybe we could just pick up from where we left off. Maybe next Friday.
Sure. Oh, I can't. I'm actually going to a book signing with Ezra. Leonard Adams.
Adams? I thought you hated Adams.
He liked his early stuff. Rain check?
Yeah, rain check.
Toby? Can I talk to you a second?
I can't talk. Something's up with the DA. The lawyer's driving me over to my dad's office.
Just tell me. Was that supposed to be a joke? Are you just trying to get back at me? Because if you were...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about what I found in my book. The Braille that you wanted me to have.
That was no joke.
Bad? The whole message was bad. What does that mean? Am I supposed to go buy an old Michael Jackson album?
You're reading it wrong. Mm-hmm. I can't do this now. Come back Saturday in the morning. Jenna's out at her flute lesson.
I think you're taking a big chance with this guy.
Okay, I am a very good judge of character.
Is that why you fixed Aria up with Noel Kahn?
Noel Kahn had everyone fooled. Maybe Caleb is the same.
It's only Hannah. I wasn't asking you who you were on the phone with. Do you want the last bit of cobbler? I can just bring it up for you.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Hey, what do you mean, only Hannah?
It's my mom.
Things are still sub-zero around here.
Did you tell about Paige's dad coming to school?
No point. She'll say it's my fault for choosing a disgusting lifestyle.
Paige is such a knob.
I don't think it's all her fault.
What do you mean?
What's going on between you and Aria?
It's nothing you have to worry about.
You were snarking at each other like you were on a reality show. The real kings of Rosewood.
Oh, tell me about Toby.
He says we have what he wanted us to have.
it's the right message.
I'm just reading it wrong. He wants me to come to his house Saturday.
Are you going? If I don't, how are we going to figure this out?
Shut out with Melissa and Ian.
Where are you?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Any fire truck you can hear at your house, I can hear it.
Mine. Oh, my God. Are you in his apartment? Are you on the bed?
No, not on the bed. Is he there?
No, not exactly.
Is he taking a shower?
He's getting takeout for dinner, and this call is becoming very 1-900. Talk to a hot English teacher, press 3. Call ending now.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Sorry it took so long. Looks like Rose of Sharon has been discovered. Big crowd at the takeout counter. I meet your dad tomorrow.
I know.
I was thinking this is going to be a bit more complex than the usual parent-teacher discussion. I mean, I can see your mom's a colleague. She's safe. But your dad is your dad, which is complex.
You will like him and he'll like you. Just be your normal, incredible self.
What is he after?
He's probably just what he says he is. A nephew cleaning up after a distant relative.
Probably.
I'll know more after the second martini.
Hello.
Caleb. Wow.
Hello, Mrs. Mann. Hannah thought it was about time you and me met.
I did. Mom, this is Caleb.
Rivers.
Nice to meet you, Caleb.
Mrs. Mann, you have a lovely home, from what I've seen of it.
Caleb is new to Rosa this year.
They brought me into class to place up.
I see. Huh? Can I talk to you for a second? Is he some sort of rebound from Sean?
What? No.
I don't want you alone with him in the house. Go out. If you're going to study, go to the library.
You let me study here with Sean.
Well, I knew Sean. Sean was the minister's son. Sean called you Hannah Banana.
I'll get that for you. Hi.
Hello. I'm looking for Mrs. Marion.
Come on in. She's in the kitchen with Hannah.
Hannah.
Her daughter.
Are you her son?
No. This is the guy who opens the door.
Mr. Leland, this is my daughter, Hannah.
Hello.
Hello, Hannah.
Oh, I forgot to get your signature on this. It's just part of authorizing you to look at the safe deposit box.
Sure.
Meet your mom than her tripping over me behind the furnace.
Yeah, but just knocking on the door? I mean, why couldn't you ask me?
You would have said no?
Oh, my mom thinks you're trouble.
You don't like her new boyfriend?
He's not her boyfriend. He's a customer at the bank. Some architect from Syracuse.
Really?
What do you mean, really?
Well, he had a crappy plastic pen.
So?
So, architects draw for a living. They tend to be pen snobs, strictly Mont Blanc and beyond. But why does it creep you out?
He doesn't creep me out.
Yes, he does. You get a bad vibe from the guy.
It's complicated.
Tell me. I like complicated. Aria does a great deal of independent reading. You can see she's excited by the idea of fiction. It's one of the things that makes her such a good student.
So you're taking my wife out?
Sorry?
Well, you're going out with my wife to some book event?
Right. The book signing next week. It's an event for an author we both like, Leonard Adams.
Leonard Adams? Mm-hmm. Do you think he's good?
I like some of his stuff very much. Ella's a fan, too.
Well, I think he's a fake. Very overrated.
He has his critics. He certainly wouldn't fit into what I'm trying to do with Arya's class.
Is he really your idea of a good writer?
I like a lot of writers for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. Ella used to hate him. I mean, I can remember she threw his latest novel clear across our bedroom. She was so angry. But, look at you. You've turned her around. How'd you manage to do that?
A silent auction. For charity.
When are you supposed to see Toby? Tomorrow, while Jenna's at her music lesson.
Take it. No. No. You take it.
Storm has passed. What was going on with you two?
Okay. So, you know how I went to that museum with Ezra?
Yeah.
Well, A tried to get Hannah to ruin it.
Ruin it how?
A gave me another ticket and made me give it to Arya's mom.
God, Hannah, why didn't you tell us what was happening?
Well, I tried to stop it. Her mom's car didn't just stall. Caleb fixed it to keep from getting there, and that's why I owe him.
And he's the one who's been breaking into the vending machines at school?
I mean, he's practically living there.
In school?
Oh, they found his stuff, so he's not sleeping there anymore. He's sleeping in my basement.
Wait, rewind that a little for me. Does your mom know?
No, but I missed this for a couple of nights, so. A
couple of nights? Are you crazy?
Guys.
It's perfectly.
I just pulled this over it, and you know the length looks great. It's beautiful.
I want it to be perfect. He likes lace.
I'm not misinterpreting. I'm telling you, your dad came in there like he wanted to chop me off at the knees.
And I'm telling you, that's not my dad.
No, I recognize him from the picture you showed me of everybody on the glacier.
I'm serious.
So am I. I'm trying to act like I'm not in love with his daughter, and he's acting like he wants to challenge me to a duel over your mother.
I don't understand.
I do. He hates me.
He doesn't hate you.
He hates me. Or he's crazy.
No, he does not hate you. He couldn't.
Then he's crazy.
Okay, I was going to call you, but then I saw you were coming in for the parent-teacher conferences. I just want you to know that the school is not going to be bullied by Nick McCullers. Everybody here loves Emily.
What about Nick McCullers?
Well, he came in making a big deal about how he thinks Emily's getting special treatment because she's gay. Everybody knows Emily's the better swimmer, except McCullers.
He came here to school and said that?
In front of everyone, students, teachers.
Was Emily there?
She was.
Hello?
You better put that back. Put it back where you got it, or she'll know you were in here.
I'm sorry. I knocked. The door was open.
I heard you, but I couldn't answer the door. I was on the phone. My lawyer called. The DA is dropping the charges against me.
They're not going to charge you with killing Allison.
I didn't get the details, but he said the blood evidence was corrupted. The district attorney can't go to trial without it.
They're finished with you.
I'm not finished. They can charge me anytime they find new evidence, but for right now, I'm free. Once I get this ball and chain off my leg, I'm waiting for my dad to take me to the courthouse for that.
I can drive you. If you want me to.
Your mom didn't believe you when you said Leland was shady.
Well, you don't sound very surprised.
I'm used to that. That's why I called Syracuse University. Talked to a nice lady at the School of Architecture about how I was thinking of applying, and as you know, a local guy named James Leland.
Wait, you just called up and asked?
People love to talk. And guess what? James Leland went to SU and opened an office in town.
See? He's legit.
Yeah, he was a pretty good architect. Right up until he dropped dead 2 years ago. Introducing James Leland.
Wait, no, my mom said his ID checked out.
All right, you ask the computer. Is James Leland related to this Potter lady? Computer says yes. But you didn't ask if James Leland was still alive. Knowing the right questions is better than having all the right answers.
Mr. Dugan called with the good news, did you hear?
He told me.
We can get that awful thing off your leg right now. The cab's waiting.
That's all right. I've got a ride.
Emily.
No, it's me.
Spencer. It's really very nice of you, but I'm here now.
I'm going with Spencer.
The man's ID checked out.
Okay, well, it checked out because there was a James Leland related to Mrs. Potter, but this isn't him. This is somebody else.
If I tell the state people some story about the man being an imposter, it'll just draw attention, which we do not want.
Okay, well, we have to do something.
I'm not doing anything based on what this boy Caleb says. Leland's coming to the bank this afternoon. I will show him the safe deposit box, and we will go from there.
All right, well, call me when he leaves.
I will.
Hey, thought you were going to be gone all day.
Oh, change of plans.
Good, I'll take you and Mike out for dinner later. Okay.
Hey, Dad. How was the parent-teacher meetings?
Oh, they were fine. You know, I really liked that one teacher. Your French teacher.
Well, how do you like Mr. Fitz?
He was okay.
Okay.
All right, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought he was a lightweight.
What do you mean?
Well, there's just not a lot of depth there.
Boy, that's funny, because I like him. He's a good teacher.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see why he's a hit with the kids. I mean, he's a nice-looking guy. He's easygoing, and he does that boyish smile thing a little too much, but I figure that must work for him.
What's that thing about judging a book by its cover?
Yeah, well, sometimes you can get a pretty good idea what's inside based on the cover.
You know, he's published.
Online journals aren't published. Published is ink and paper.
You were with him, like, what, half an hour? I'm in his class every day.
Yeah, well, every English department has one. Full of charm and promise. It's Look, I understand that you and your mother see more of him than I do, but perhaps that's why I have a clearer perspective.
What's Mom have to do with this?
Well, she's not immune to that kind of charm. This book signing thing you say here, too?
But that's not just Mom. Half of the teachers in the English department are going.
Listen, when Mike gets home, we'll pick a place for dinner.
$3,000?
$3,275.
It's funny. You don't have expectations, and then you end up having expectations. The family myth was that Aunt Esther had a lot of cash locked away somewhere. A lot more than $3,000.
The bank doesn't encourage people to keep cash in safe deposit boxes.
So she spoke to you about keeping money in here?
No. We never talked about it.
Who else besides you would have access to this box?
Any officer. Of course, you'd have to have the customer's key or the master, like I used. What are you thinking?
Just thinking.
Where do you bank, James? In Syracuse.
Where do I bank?
Your personal accounts. Business accounts. What's the name of your bank? Doesn't matter. The rules on access are the same, industry-wide. Call them and ask. They have Saturday hours, don't they?
Like I said, it was just a family myth.
My car is in the parking lot.
Now, I need to ask you a question. I need to know something before I talk to the school.
Talk to the school about what?
Is it true what Aria's mom told me about Mr. McCullers coming to the school and saying you got some kind of preferential treatment?
I don't want to talk about it.
Emily, is it true? I mean, is this true? Because...
Yeah, it's true.
Why didn't you tell me?
You really don't know why I wouldn't tell you? Because I know what you think of me. I know what you'd say. It doesn't matter who I am. I better get used to people looking at me only one way. Nick.
Hello, Pam.
We need to talk.
I was wondering when I'd hear from you. This isn't personal. You deal with your family problems any way that you want. This is about what the school is doing to my daughter.
Yeah. It's about your daughter. It's about you trying to make her into some kind of professional victim and using my daughter to do it.
I didn't expect you to understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand that you always think there's someone else to blame when things don't go your way.
Okay, you're upset?
No, not yet. But I'm getting there. My daughter never got anything she didn't earn. That's how we raised her. That is who she is. So you drop this, Nick. Drop it, or I'll show you what a real agenda looks like. You okay?
I'm fine. Come on, I'll take you home.
My car's in the lot.
Right, okay, so I'll just meet you at home when you get there.
Mom. Emily. I still don't understand. But I love you. You're my child, and nobody hurts my child. I'm sorry if I...
You could just keep going. If that's what you wanted.
They could pull me back whenever they want. Anyway, I don't like running. I've done too much of it.
You start to get your life back.
not so sure I want it back. Not the way it was. I have to make some changes.
I figured out what the message means. Braille uses the same symbols for letters and numbers. It wasn't B-A-D, it was the number 214. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Toby.
I heard Jenna in her room, on the phone, talking to somebody. I don't know who. They were talking about you.
Talking about me?
Jenny used the imposter attached to her computer. And I slipped in and I made a rubbing of what she printed out. 214. Does that number mean anything to you?
It could be anything. A house number, an area code.
We have to figure it out. For both our sakes.
Are you afraid of Jenna?
I was. I still have to be careful not to cross her. She's got the power in that house. But I'm not afraid of her the way I used to be. That makes her nervous. You make her nervous.
I do.
I think she's afraid of you and the rest of Allison's friends. All of you who were there the night of fire.
Listen, it's like your mom said, my dad is always looking for somebody to blame.
I have to go home. My mom's waiting for me.
Right. Your mom's waiting.
God, why is everything so easy for you?
Easy? What planet do you live on? I spend most of my life trying not to feel the way I feel. I come out and they ship my first girlfriend off to God knows where. And now maybe she's done with me. So yeah, it's all about Emily. All M, all the time.
My mom will notice.
Tell her it's evaporation. Walk me home? So maybe your mom will let me hang around on the surface now?
Yeah, I thought you were in such a hurry to get to Arizona.
Arizona will be there whenever I decide to show up.
Thank you for today.
You're welcome.
Excuse me?
Somebody called for an estimate. Said you had some kind of infestation in your basement. Only name they left was A. Is that you?
No. You have heard
Sounds good.
Sorry, all my problems you call me. Late nights in Harlem, the street speaks like it's a starlit ghost.